Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Founder's Pocket Guide Convertible Debt by Stephen R. Poland is a concise business and entrepreneurship guide focused on one of the most common early-stage fundraising tools for startups, convertible debt. Written for founders who may be encountering investor term sheets for the first time, the book aims to demystify how a convertible note works and how its key terms affect ownership outcomes when the debt converts into equity. Instead of treating the subject as a legal treatise, it positions itself as a practical reference that founders can use to understand vocabulary, evaluate trade-offs, and communicate more confidently with investors. The guide surveys the moving parts that typically appear in convertible debt deals, explains why startups and investors use the instrument, and offers straightforward math to illustrate how elements like a conversion discount or valuation cap can change the effective price paid by the noteholder. Example scenarios help translate abstract terms into founder-relevant implications. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, convertible debt basics and why it is used in early-stage rounds. A central topic is what convertible debt is and why it often appears in the earliest fundraising stages. The guide frames convertible debt as a financing instrument that starts as a loan but is designed to convert into equity later, typically when a priced equity round occurs. This structure can be appealing when it is difficult to set a precise valuation for a very young company or when speed and simplicity are priorities. For founders, the book clarifies the basic moving parts that distinguish convertible debt from selling equity immediately, including the idea that the investor is temporarily a creditor and later becomes a shareholder upon conversion. And it also highlights the practical motivations on both sides. Founders may want to postpone valuation negotiations and reduce near-term legal complexity, while investors may seek compensation for early risk through favorable conversion mechanics. By explaining the instrument in plain language, the book helps founders understand when convertible debt can be a reasonable bridge to a future equity round and when it may introduce complications that should be considered before signing. Secondly, core terms: conversion triggers, discount rates, and valuation caps. The book emphasizes the specific terms that typically determine how and when a note converts, because these are the levers that shape the final ownership outcome. It covers conversion triggers, which describe the events that cause conversion, commonly tied to a subsequent equity financing. It also explains conversion discounts, which reduce the conversion price relative to new investors in the next round, rewarding the noteholder for investing earlier. Another key element is the valuation cap, a feature that can set a maximum effective valuation for conversion, potentially giving the noteholder more equity if the company's priced round valuation is high. By focusing on these terms as a toolkit, the guide helps founders interpret term sheets and avoid treating each item as mere boilerplate. The value is not only definitional, it is about understanding that small differences in language can materially change economics. The guide positions these terms as negotiable and interconnected, encouraging founders to think about the combined effect rather than optimizing one line item in isolation. Thirdly, investor perspective and expectations in note financings. Another important theme is how investors typically view convertible debt and what they tend to expect from early-stage deals. The guide helps founders see that. From the investor side, a convertible note is often a way to move quickly while still protecting downside and securing upside if the company succeeds. By describing common expectations, the book prepares founders for investor questions about the next financing, the path to conversion, and the company's ability to reach a priced round. It also supports more productive negotiations by clarifying why investors push for certain protections and incentives, such as a discount or a valuation cap, and why they may pay attention to the conditions that define a qualified financing. This topic matters because founder-investor misalignment often comes from misunderstanding motives rather than disagreement about the business. By learning the typical rationale behind standard terms, founders can communicate more credibly, identify which requests are market standard versus situational, and structure a proposal that is more likely to be accepted while still protecting long-term founder interests. Fourthly, advantages and disadvantages when convertible debt helps and when it can hurt. The guide addresses convertible debt as a tool with real trade-offs, not a default solution. On the advantage side, it can simplify early fundraising by postponing valuation discussions, potentially reducing near-term negotiation friction and helping a startup close money faster. It can also allow the company to focus on milestones that support a stronger valuation later. At the same time, the book highlights that convertible debt can create complexity or risk if used without a plan. Because it is debt until it converts, terms and timelines matter, and founders need to understand how obligations and conversion mechanics can shape future financing. The cumulative impact of multiple notes, different caps, or repeated bridge rounds can also complicate the cap table and create uncertainty about eventual dilution. By laying out both benefits and drawbacks, the book encourages founders to match the instrument to their situation rather than copying what other startups did. The practical takeaway is a more disciplined decision process: use convertible debt deliberately, understand the costs of the incentives offered to investors, and anticipate how today's note terms will interact with tomorrow's priced round. Lastly, simple math and example scenarios to estimate dilution and ownership impact. A distinctive practical component is the use of straightforward math and examples to show how common terms affect equity ownership on conversion. The book focuses on calculations founders actually need to sanity check a deal, such as how a discount changes the effective price per share compared to new investors in the next round, and how a valuation cap can override the discount when the next round. Valuation is high by walking through example convertible debt deals. It translates the legal and financial vocabulary into outcomes founders care about: how much of the company a note holder might receive, and how the founder's stake can shift after conversion. The aim is not to replace professional legal or financial advice, but to help founders arrive at conversations prepared with a working model of cause and effect. This topic reinforces the book's role as an on-hand reference. Founders can use the basic math to compare term sheets, test sensitivity to different valuation scenarios, and identify when a term that sounds modest could produce a large economic result once a priced round occurs. In conclusion, Founders Pocket Guide Convertible Debt is best suited for startup founders, first-time entrepreneurs, and operators who are preparing to raise an early seed or pre-seed round and want a clear understanding of convertible notes before negotiating with investors. It can also help advisors and early team members who need a quick orientation to the mechanics and language that appear in note financings. The practical benefit is confidence readers come away better able to interpret conversion triggers, valuation caps, and discounts, and to understand how those choices can influence dilution when the note converts. Because the book includes simple calculations and example scenarios, it supports hands-on decision making rather than leaving readers with only definitions. What helps it stand out in its category is its narrow focus and reference style. Many startup finance books cover fundraising broadly, but this guide concentrates on the most common moving parts of convertible debt and explains them in founder-friendly terms. Used alongside professional counsel, it functions as a compact primer that can shorten the learning curve, reduce misunderstandings in negotiations, and help founders structure conversations with investors around economics they actually understand. If you would like to support Stephen R. Poland, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.